Hello?
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Doris?
Speaking.
Hi, Doris. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Doris.
Based on what?
And issues facing your community and the nation. Doris,
what is it?
It's a national survey. It's an opinion survey. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
What's this about?
It's a national service about everything that's going on in the nation right now, you know, and that affects your community and affects everything. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask you race? White, African American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
Black.
Thank you. And I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I work on the election board.
Okay, so you're definitely going to vote next year?
Yeah.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have every age group, may I have your age, please?
63. Hey.
Okay. And please rate. I'm sorry.
Okay. You said what? 63, honey.
Yes, I heard you. Thank you so much, ma'am. And now please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections. In November 2024, on a scale from 0 to 10.
I was up there.
Where is your okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that
I'm motivated.
0 to 10. Give me a number.
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely? How closely would you say that you've been following what's going on?
I've been following it closely.
Very closely or somewhat closely?
Very closely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
My phone, give it go out, honey.
Oh, no, don't let it go out. Is it a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, how are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
This.
I'm sorry? Satisfied, dissatisfied? Thank you. And when you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? Republican in Congress, the COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies, the Federal Reserve. Damn, she hang up on me. I don't believe her. Where were you at? 12%. Goodbye.